Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week I have an email from a woman who says, to make a long story short, we broke up during the holidays because his family told him so. We were planning on moving in together after 6 months of dating, and he had even proposed to me with the ring. We went to spend the holidays with his family, but they didn't accept me because they say I do too much yoga and meditation is not good. It's an evil thing. Oh boy. They are strong Christians. So I told them that if he knew they didn't like people who did yoga and meditated, he should never have told them. Well, here's the thing. If you ended up marrying him, at some point they were going to find out. So lying about that is not a good idea, because you're not just marrying the person, you're also, in a way, marrying their family. It's not like you just have the wedding, the family comes to the wedding, and then you never see them again. You're going to be interacting with them for as long as you're together, and if you have kids, even if you were to break up, you would still probably be interacting with them. So you can't discount the importance of the family accepting you. Okay, moving on. So I decided to go see my family and leave him alone with his family. Bad idea, because they brainwashed him. And you know this how? How do you know they brainwashed him? You have no evidence of that, so don't make things up. He texted me saying that he loved me, and he was sorry they didn't accept me, but we were going to make things work. I didn't reply. Why didn't you reply? I don't know, but you should have replied. On the third day, when I tried to reply, I was blocked from all social media. A few days later, we were supposed to fly back together, but he never arrived at the airport. He had changed his flight and sent me an email that he thought things through and it was over. I replied that I was sad about his decision, and for me, things were over as well. I've not heard from him at all. He's a very needy person and used to call me 10 to 20 times a day and get upset if I didn't answer the phone, since he's very jealous and possessive. Okay, and you want to be with him. Why? Why do you want to be with someone who calls you 20 times a day? Maybe you're just as needy and you need someone like that, because if you weren't, then there's no way that you would ever put up with that. You know, after the fifth phone call, you'd be like, all right, hold on, we need to have a talk, okay? So don't make him out to be the bad guy because you accepted it. Okay, moving on. I also haven't contacted him at all. It's been 3 weeks and I'm super surprised he's resisted so much. The only difference I see is that I had the full block and now he only partially blocked me, meaning he unblocked me from Instagram and Gmail and iMessage, but not from WhatsApp or Facebook, which is where we spoke the most. So obviously he still does not want to speak to you, but maybe he just wants to see what's going on with you, and that's why he unblocked you from the other ones. Okay, we both live abroad, away from our families, so I think he could have easily contacted me and not told his parents and tried to work things out, but he never did. That's right. Should I lose hope here? Well, I mean, how do I answer that? Should I lose hope? Yeah, go ahead and lose hope. I mean, that's not even a question to ask, because there's no answer to that. I'm determined to wait until the 30 days, but what should I do after the 30-day period? Okay, so I want to clear up this fallacy right away, and then I'll answer the email. There is no 30-day contact rule. I mean, I know there is one, but I don't know who came up with it, but it's total BS. It does not work, and I don't know where it got started, but do not follow the 30-day no contact rule, because you will just be shooting yourself in the foot. As I said in my podcast about how to easily get your ex back, you do not contact your ex again, ever. I didn't say wait 30 days and then contact them. 30 days normally is nowhere near enough time to give the other person to figure out whether they want to be with you. So as to what you should do after 30 days, nothing. Keep on doing nothing, which is generally the hardest thing to do, because there's the illusion of action and people feel, well, I have to do something. No, you need to chill and do nothing. Now, the main issue here seems to be his family. Let me tell you a story. I was dating someone long time ago, and we were going to, it was actually the holidays too, interestingly enough, and I hadn't met them, and we were going to go over to their house for New Year's Eve. And for some reason, they said to him, well, she can't come, meaning me. I have no idea why, because again, I had never met them. I don't know if he had told them something, which I don't know what he could have told them, but they were against me without even having met me. But because he was a man, and because he loved me, his response was, well, if she can't come, then I'm not coming either, which is the correct response for someone that loves you and is a man and not a boy. And so, of course, then they said, okay, fine. They agreed. But he didn't stand up for you. You say he was brainwashed. I don't know what happened. Maybe they just made him understand some things, pointed out some things, and he agreed with them. You can't really brainwash someone. I mean, if anything, if someone's in love, you can't brainwash them. That's the thing. I mean, you hear all these stories of people being in bad relationships, and nothing could tear them apart from that bad relationship because they're so into the person, right? They're brainwashed from being in love, if anything. So if he was really in love, there was no way his family could have talked him out of it. You know, remember the story, Romeo and Juliet? So the thing to do here is to decide if he does contact you, which if you just leave him alone, there's a good chance he will, do you really want to go through with this? Do you want to be with someone whose family is against you and who doesn't stand up for you and who's just able to easily walk away even though you're engaged? Do you want him? You're worried about him wanting you because he rejected you, but maybe you need to reject him. So there's a lot to think about here, and I hope you make the right decision. If anyone is interested in finding out more about this type of situation, or you have a question or a comment, or you're interested in private coaching, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. If you're listening to this on iTunes, I would really appreciate if you would rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.